Cowboys lose to Fresno State on Saturday. Now getting ready for Utah State Wednesday night in the AA. Big game for the Cowboys to get back on the winning track. Gags, how are we doing today?
Doing all right, guys. How are you?
I'm doing outstanding. All right, from the KFBC text line, Bruce is just wanting to know if you have any insight into why Edwards seems insensitive to the opposing team's momentum and his reluctance to call timeouts. Have you noticed that? Is that a, you know, or it seems like he at times can let the guys try and figure it out themselves. So do you notice that some?
Maybe some, but not any more than any other coach I've seen or been around. I've seen him call, even during their winning streak, I saw him call timeouts within the first minute of games. You know, I mean, I don't know if that, to me, that hasn't been something I've noticed a ton of. And obviously, if your team's going on a run, you're getting close to immediate timeout, you look at those things. But to me, I haven't noticed a big difference in that. I've seen him maybe go a little longer at times, but nothing that I haven't seen any other coach do a lot of times. So it's not been something that I've noticed a whole lot of.
Is Fresno State just a bad matchup for the Cowboys?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was the Fresno State. You guys, how many times have you heard me say how much I like Fresno State this year? Really, in the last few years, I've said that. And that was that Fresno State team that I saw on Saturday was the Fresno State team I thought we'd see a lot more of as this season went on. And if they play like that the rest of the conference season, they're going to be tough to beat. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to say that Wyoming, you know, didn't play, you know, played well. Wyoming was bad. I mean, they didn't shoot it well. They really had no answers defensively. But when Fresno's clicking like that and playing physical, not dirty, but playing physical and doing what Fresno does, like, you know, they're going to be tough to beat. But yes, they're big. They're physical. What really hurt Wyoming, I thought, was their bigs were hitting 15-foot jump shots fairly regularly. I don't think that was probably expected a lot, especially the Grimes kid who came in averaging 3.8 points per game and goes off for 20. You know, so look, that's a good Fresno team that I thought we would see more of, even in conference play. But nonetheless, it was not a great effort or a great performance by Wyoming. Nonetheless.
It was very disappointing considering what they had been doing. And granted, they weren't playing lights out during their four-game winning streak, but they were doing things to win games. They got down big, Gags, and I think everybody, based on what we've seen from this team, thought, oh, yeah, you know, they'll come back, make things a little interesting. They weren't even close, Gags. They couldn't get as close as 15 points in the second half. I mean, it just wasn't there. So was that more Fresno State or bad Wyoming, in your opinion?
Well, I think a fair combination of both, but I do think a lot of it was good Fresno. When Fresno plays like that, like I said, guys, I think they're going to be tough for anyone to beat in this league. But Wyoming wasn't great, you know, and even Coach Edwards said, I thought, you know, things started getting out of hand. I think they started to settle. You know, similar patterns we've seen from this Wyoming team. They maybe settle a little bit for threes or quick shots to try to get them back in it. But I just thought, honestly, it wasn't a great effort. And I know, you know, after three straight overtimes, and I know Herndon was under the weather and he didn't play his minutes. I'm not sure if that would have made a whole heck of a lot of difference anyway. But that was just really good Fresno. But it was arguably pretty bad for Wyoming too. But I'll err on the other side, because I just like how Rodney Terry does things. He plays, his guys play hard. They play physical. And you know, when they had guys like Marvell Harris and some of those guys, it was kind of, all right, stop this guy and take your chances. Now, there's multiple guys that can beat teams now, and when they hit outside shots and what they can do inside and just their physicality, they're going to be tough to beat. But then again, it's a new week in the Mountain West, so who knows what's going to happen this week.
Gags, Fresno State seems like the type of team where Wyoming truly misses a true post presence. You know, Jordan Naughton could have helped, it seemed like, maybe in a game like that. Maybe not offensively, but defensively, because Fresno State's just the body types compared to Wyoming's. They're just bigger. I mean, Wyoming's got some height and some size in that, but they don't match up well with the body types that Fresno has. And that goes a long way in them not having a true post presence right now.
I think that's fair as well. You know, I think Naughton, a healthy Naughton would have certainly helped. I don't know how much it would have helped at that point the way they were playing, but yeah, that's again, that's part of the matchup problem that Wyoming has with a team like Fresno, is not only do they have some size, they've got some girth, you know, and it's not just, they're not fatty. I mean, these guys are men, so to speak. Even that Grimes kid, I think he's just a sophomore, and he looks the part, you know. Even guys that came off the bench late when everyone emptied their bench, I'm like, my God, even their scrubs look good. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's been a bad matchup for Wyoming for a long time, and this year certainly was no different. But nonetheless, you know, if Wyoming, you know, look, I know it was a disappointing loss, and a lot, you know, the outcry from fans was almost borderline hilarious how some of them reacted. Don't get me wrong, it was disappointing. Nonetheless, this team is still in fourth place in the league and can still do some things, but obviously it needs to play a lot better basketball for it to maintain that.
I thought number 32 was going to score 100 when they kept getting it into him down low, and he was backing, and nobody could, I mean, they couldn't stop him, you know? He just pushed everybody around.
Yeah, you know, one thing that was interesting after the CSU game is, you know, when Wyoming came back from 16 and hit some big shots late, you know, sometimes inside, a lot of them outside, you know, how, you know, Allen Edwards said just how the toughness his team showed, that even though they're slight of stature, that they showed a toughness. Well, I don't disagree with that, but I think, you know, I don't think we saw that toughness last Saturday in the AA. Now, you know, asking the players and asking the coaches, you know, three straight overtimes, I think a little bit of illness bug maybe going around. I'm not trying to make excuses for them, and certainly the players nor Coach Edwards made an excuse, but you still got to wonder if some of that maybe caught up with them a little bit. But nonetheless, it's conference play. Whether it's a factor or not, those are the types of things you got to fight through. These are the dog days of February, so to speak, and those are things you have to fight through if you want to do something in conference play.
Despite that, do you still feel like this team is going to can finish in the top half of this Mountain West Conference race?
Well, I think it still can. It's still kind of a Jekyll and Hyde type thing, you know, the roller coaster ride that we talked about, and obviously it took a pretty big downward trend in the last game. But yeah, I think it still can. You know, they've still got some big games at home that are important, and if they can, you know, go back on the road and get a couple, I think they can. I don't know if they will. It's kind of like, all right, what are we going to get tonight from this team? And the good Wyoming has shown that it can win games in this league. The bad Wyoming showed that it can not just lose games, but as of last Saturday, also get boat raced in games. So I think it can, guys, but your guess is as good as mine as if we're going to see it or not.
They get Utah State Wednesday night. I mean, you would think, listen, I didn't know if Fresno State was a winnable game, like just mark it in the win column. I thought, and I agree with you, Fresno State has just been a terrible matchup for the Cowboys. I thought they'd still win the game. I think they will beat Utah State. Now, is that a given? I don't know. They've got some players. I still think they can. But I'm talking about a couple road games coming up at UNLV and at San Diego State. I know Vegas has improved. San Diego State's down. Are those games where traditionally Wyoming has just been awful at, can they go to those places and get victories over those teams on the road?
You know what, guys? I don't know. I mean, I watched UNLV and Boise the other night on Saturday night,
you know, and
UNLV took Boise to overtime and really had a chance to win it in regulation, and you know, could have easily forced another overtime. That McCoy kid, that young big is a stud. That Justin or Justonian or something is very good. The small guards, that athleticism, and they've got, you know, those guys may be young, but they got some of that kind of Fresno size that just scares me to death. I'm afraid that McCoy guy might just go off on Wyoming. And then San Diego's still San Diego, and they're down, you know, I think Trey Kell, their senior, is hurt. You know, you're not sure what you're going to get from them, but it's, you know, I don't know, guys. Those are places Wyoming hasn't done well at when they've been good. You know, I'm to say completely impossible, no, I wouldn't go that far, but it's, to me, it's going to be a tall task, and I think it'll be a fairly tall task on Wednesday at home against Utah State, because the Aggies are playing well. They've won three in a row, and they're coming off one of their bye. I don't know if they've had a bye yet, but they're coming off one of them, and they've had a week off. And I think one big key in that game from when they beat them in Logan was, you know, Colby McEwen, who was named the Mountain West Player of the Week for just one game that he played last week. Granted, it was a very good game. You know, I think he was like 3 of 15 from the field or something. Now, I think he made some free throws, but Sam Merrill, and, you know, he kind of went off, but you know, containing those guards. But one of the guys that didn't play in that game, familiar name in Cheyenne, Alex Darkington, who played at LCCC, is kind of one of their, you know, he's kind of a post, he's kind of a wing, he's kind of an energy guy, and he didn't play in that game because of, I think it's a sprained ankle. He's back in the lineup, and I think he makes a big difference. So I think Wyoming needs to win that game, and I, you know, at home you'll certainly take your chances, but I hope the Cowboys don't think they can just walk on the floor and expect to win, because they better play well, because the Aggies are playing some good basketball right now.
Well, the problem is where the Cowgirls on the other side have gotten some big wins on the road, the Cowboys have still got to go to Boise. They got to go to Fresno again. They got to go to UNLV. They got to go to San Diego. I mean, they've got some tough road games outside of those other two. They've got, you know, four or five on the road that are really tough games.
Well, you know, I think they all get tougher, Dave. You're right. Those are tough places to play, and historically they've been tough places to play for Wyoming. But you know what? In conference plays, we get into February, every game gets tough, whether you're at home or away, especially in this league, as you look at Nevada and Boise that are right there, and then three through seven, you know, depending on the night, depending on the week, you know, you might be third one week and you may be seventh the next. I mean, that's just the way it is. I think the league's pretty good from top to bottom, but those 3 through 7, 8 teams, you know, you better look out. You better be on your A game, and that's just kind of the rigors of conference. But I think you could probably look across the country at a lot of conferences and see that. So this is kind of where you make your money and see how tough one, you know, after a good January, February got off to a tough start. Let's see if Wyoming can get it turned around, because if not, they'll plummet in those standings awful fast.
Gags, Wednesday is National Signing Day Part 2 for college football programs. Will the Cowboys finish out their class, and who does it look like they're going to sign? I thought I saw a Wyoming kid on there who's going to go on a mission. The younger brother of Theo Dawson is expected to sign, but are they expected to get, what, 7 guys signed on Wednesday?
No, they're probably only going to sign about 3.
Okay.
My sources tell me they're all California kids, high school kids that they're expecting. The Dawson kid, his name's Josh Dawson. He's the younger brother of Theo Dawson, who signed with Wyoming a couple years ago, who will join the team this summer after he gets off his mission. Josh Dawson will walk on.
Oh, that's a walk-on. Okay, I apologize.
He will not be announced. There's a walk-on tight end that they got a commitment from today from Kentucky, who's kind of been heard of. Sounded like he kind of was a baseball guy, but I expect probably 3 guys tomorrow to round out their signing class. There'll be a long list of walk-ons. I think there's a kid from Buffalo who's walking on. The Britton kid from Natrona and one other kid I have heard and seen that they're going to walk on. And I'm sure there'll be others. They may announce them. They may send the little gifts or graphics out on signing day about some of them. But I would expect only about 3 signees for Wyoming on Wednesday. And if my sources are right, I expect them to be California 2 receivers and 1 defensive end / defensive tackle.
Very good. Always good to talk to you, Gags. We'll see you Wednesday night. Thank you.
All right, guys.
There you go. Robert Gagliardi.